Hi, everyone.
Hello.
It's Lara and Ed, and we're back in another episode of Babe.
Coming to you from a very special place.
Coming to you live from Ed's new deck.
It's really changed my life.
It's a real outdoor vibe. I've never done a pod outdoors before.
And there's a lot of firsts here.
There's a lot of firsts happening. There's a little bit, like, where the neighbors, you can hear, like, a neighbor's pool heater in the background. Unfortunately, you're just going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's part of nature.
It's part of this pod.
And it's what's happening.
It gives character.
Yeah. There's a lot of auditory textures. So just, like, live, laugh, and love them.
Yeah,
like, you might hear, like, a fountain in the distance or a bird chirping.
Or, like, some neighbors, like, giggling about something.
Yeah. It's kind of like when Oprah does her Super Soul Sundays.
Ooh.
Except it's just, like, Lara's.
Lara's Treehouse.
Babe days. Yeah.
It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse, Lara's Treehouse.
So Ed's had a real, you've had a real deck journey.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that I wanted a deck in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was the city came one day in January and they were like, I'm sorry, you have no choice, but we are going to come and tear up your like outdoor space that you have. And I like was like, what can I do? And they were like, nothing, because we need to fix the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So then they spent every day here for 3 months, tore down giant old trees that were like 60 feet tall and destroyed like most of the vegetation back here. But as a perk, they did give me money to use specifically on the back. So I made a deck and it's changed the game.
Yeah, it's a real facelift.
It's a real facelift. It's actually... You know, I miss those big trees, and, like, I am, like, Gaia, you know, like, I love Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. You're a real nature head.
I'm like, a nature head.
There's a squirrel
up there. I'm a
peony
head. But now I feel like I'm even more of a nature head, even though those trees are gone, because now I'm in the nature.
Yeah.
In this treehouse vibe. We're living in the treetops.
Yeah.
Literally. Trees are poking through the deck.
It's a real upgrade.
Yeah. So, thanks, city.
Yeah. Like, I love it out here.
If anyone's looking for an upgrade, like, make sure that your sewer doesn't work.
Lots of changes are alight. I'm getting a dog.
Ugh. And it's your birthday on Thursday.
And my birthday is on Thursday. My birthday present to myself.
It's a huge present.
Is a dog. It's a huge,
present.
Huge present. Yeah. I'm kind of freaked out. I'm having like a very like anxiety ridden reaction to it. Like I'm equal parts super excited, but I'm also like,
I'm glad that you are. That's healthy.
Like a heavy like anxiety.
You should be nervous. It's a big thing, but I think you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Tony's not going to be a bad dog.
No, Tony's going to be a great dog. I found the cutest, most round little
loaf
of a pug.
Named Tony.
Named Tony.
Which is really perfect for you because you love Tony Soprano.
Yeah, I love Tony Soprano. And I didn't set out with like any name in mind because I feel like you really have to meet a creature and then it tells you what its name is. And then it was very clear that literally I met Tony Soprano.
And Tony already had figured out his name.
I met Anthony the dog, a.k.a. Tony. He's my dog.
It's really cute.
He's so cute.
And your fears are good because people that just buy a dog randomly and they're like, la, la, la. And then they don't realize. It's like, you know that you're getting into like, you know, a minimum decade, basically.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I bought a dog.
Wait, you bought a dog also?
I did 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, this is the plot thickens.
No, the plot is thick.
Is this a Francesca type story?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, God, a giveaway?
No, it was more of like a rehome because I realized I like got in way too deep. And then the dog ended up with a gay couple that really loved him and cherished him, and it was like a good deal. But that was a time where I got a dog, and I was like,
Chicago?
No, it was in Oklahoma City. It was after high school, and I was dating this guy, and we'd been together like 6 months, but had a really up and down relationship.
Like, let's get a dog together.
Yeah, I was like,
love,
oh my God,
move.
We went to a pet store, and I was like, look at this dog, it's so cute. Like, I need it. Like, I just need it. Like, I know I need it. And then I got it, and then it was not, like, neither of us knew
what kind of dog was it?
It was a wiener dog. He was really adorable.
What's his name?
His name is Gary.
Gary's a sweetie.
Gary was a sweetie, but I truly did not know how to take care of a dog. And then I was like, what do I do with this dog?
How long did you have it?
I had it for, like, a couple months. And then I was just like,
Jesus, that did not last not. Long.
No.
I can see you, like, in the winter walking the dog being like, ugh, annoying.
I just like didn't know what I was doing. And I think like, back to that time like and I feel really ashamed. Huh?
You're like, it eats and poops?
Yeah. Like at one point I just was like, well, leave it in your roommate's in the kitchen of your apartment. Because I had college.
For how long?
Just all day. It was bad. It was really bad.
Well, I mean, that said, if you don't have a ton of space, I mean, people do have dogs and leave them in small spaces.
So. I know. But it was just like, I look back on that time and I'm like, okay, this was not the best choice. It was a bit of a babe. Like, don't ever. It taught me you never get a dog.
With someone you with a just started
dating.
In a dating.
TBD relationship.
Yeah.
And then you just never get a dog without truly realizing, like, what the dog entails. So I think I'm having anxiety because I'm, like, thinking back to that real dog fail and being like, I don't want to repeat that, like... I know better, but then I think I have like a negative self-talk that's like, you're gonna fuck up this dog again.
As I was saying to you last night, I think you're in for an easier ride than the is. I have always adopted dogs, and this is you're getting as a puppy from a breeder, which means that you won't have to worry about what happened to the dog before, because I love my dog Beast, and he is in his last few months, but he has the entire 16 years, or I've had him 14. He was 2 when I got him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been easy.
Like, yeah.
I don't want another dog like Beast. Like, I love Beast, and we've had really amazing times, but he's never basically been house trained.
Mm-hmm.
He has extreme separation anxiety, hates other dogs. You basically can't take him anywhere without him freaking out. Now you can because he's just out of it.
Yeah, he's like deaf and blind at this point.
Well, he's not blind, but he's deaf.
Yeah.
He's just out of it, but now he's just completely incontinent. It's not even like semi-house trained. It's like zero house trained.
Yeah.
It's like his time is coming. But you'll be able to train.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to that. Like, I know that I will be really good at setting a lot of training boundaries with Tony. And like,
pugs aren't the smartest.
Pugs are pretty, I think pugs get a bad rap because I had a reader write in about like a dumb pug that they had that like brewed
like
in their
pugs
laundry.
Pugs are known as like pretty dumb.
They're not.
Really?
They're people pleasers. I mean, they are bred to please their owners. Like, they just want to make you happy, which I really love. And like, I respect that initiative on their
I'm excited
part.
About you having a pug because my experience with pugs is that they always smell. And I know you won't allow that.
No.
You'll
I'm all
have
about
that
like
dog
a
scrubbed
expensive
down
expensive shampoo,
day.
Like doggy wipes to clean its little face folds and wrinkles. And like, my pug is just going to be like a silky baby.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because I've never been in a pug with a pug that I could get too close to because it was just too like. And like, it was just like, and it just smelled. I love pugs because they're hilarious.
Yeah.
But it was just like a smell of moment.
They're comedians.
They're comedians.
They're
stand up
comedians.
True
lollers. Yeah.
They're
if
like,
you think of like,
they're
the
like
most...
Kevin James. Just kidding.
No, pugs are not like a KJ. Pugs are like Danny DeVito in the 70s. Pugs are true. They are lollers through and through. Uh-oh.
Something fell on me.
Welcome
Deck
to nature.
Life.
Deck life. There's like a neighbor sawing something.
Yeah.
And like
a bee
that
by.
Flew near me and like an acorn that fell on Ed.
Well,
lots of things are happening out here.
That's called living in nature.
Yeah. Classic nature. The sound.
The buzz saw is so classic.
The buzz saw is really great. Are you enjoying it,
I love
listeners?
It. I love it. I hope you guys do too.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Pa- pug life is going to be really fun. I'm really intrigued to see what Tony's personality is like with other dogs, with you.
Yeah.
Is he lazy? I also think of pugs as very lazy.
Well, I like them because they're like chill. Like I can't.
They flop around.
Like I could do a high energy dog and I could see myself one day getting a dog that's like you go on a hike or like.
I could see you with like a high pony like sprinting on the beach with your dog moment.
Yeah. Like,
just like I'm really
it's
owning
leading
Lululemon.
Up to me being like. Having like an Australian shepherd that's just like running around or like
that's a lot of work.
I know, but I'm saying a lead up. I'm talking like this is like it's years down the road.
I'm worried about the snoring for you. The pug snore. They yeah. already told you that Tony's snoring.
Tony is a snorer. He loves a sleep on his back and like a snore journey. I think I'm going to be okay with that. I'm a little worried too, but like he can sleep in his own little bed.
That's true. This buzzsaw is pretty wild.
The buzzsaw is wild. Should we move?
No, it's cute.
I don't know.
I'm having too much fun up here, soaking in the energy.
I'm trying to put myself in the reader's vibe, and if they're listening on a headphone with like...
This is a free episode, so it's not like anyone paid for it. Oh, come on.
I love Ed with a smackdown.
Smackdown
free, so the quality can be shit. Should we say that for the Patreon bonus episode?
Oh, it's going to be in a soundproof room.
It'll be in a soundproof room with like premium sound, yeah. Zero buzzsaw.
Only for Patreon. It should just become like an increasing troll on the free users to be like just like put like a screeching sound in the background each time and be like, well, if you want to hear the good stuff, head on over to Patreon.
Yeah, you better could pony up some dough.
Tony's not paying for himself.
He certainly isn't. That's another thing where I was like, oh, I have a lot of like dog things to square away. Like I already bought his leash and collar and a little nameplate that says Tony.
You already bought that?
Yeah.
Last night you were like, I don't know if I'm going to get the dog today. You're like, he's got a name tag, a leash.
Well, I'm just scared because I didn't expect to have such an anxiety reaction to it. And it's just like, I don't know. I have a lot of fears.
Maybe this will help you confront your fears.
I think so.
Tony's ready to put a mirror in your face.
Yeah.
Tony's like, look at me.
I was talking to Ed last night about it and I was like telling him all my hopes and fears. And he was like, you sound like my friends that are about to have like a baby, like what they think. And I was like, this is like my baby.
It is.
It is.
But it's a single the cost woman. Is a lot less than a baby.
The cost is a ton less. It's
a lot less.
I'm going to get dog insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dollar a day.
So excited to pay for health insurance for a dog.
Do you have health insurance for you?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I'm like, no. Me, throw caution to the wind.
You never know.
No, I have huge health insurance for me.
It's so expensive.
It's crazy expensive.
Obamacare. How much is yours?
No, I don't do Obamacare.
What are you on?
I pay private health insurance.
What's it called?
Through Oscar.
Oh, Oscar.
Which I was trolled at
first. How much a month?
It's like $479, I think.
That's still a lot.
It ain't cheap, but I'll tell you what was a good thing. I was really trolled at first by
it's a
my
Kushner health. Company.
What? I know. That's a bit of a
Carly
TBD
Kloss.
For me. You know, Carly Kloss is just
living that Oscar
making a batch,
list.
Making a batch of Carly's cookies with some dollars from my health insurance. Putting no. together a Met
from
ball
her
gown.
Empire of modeling.
From her empire,
she doesn't
of
need
modeling.
That Oscar cash.
I'm sure that she gets a little runoff of that Oscar cash. You know that she's at least going on like a nice date or a vacation.
Oh yeah.
With
private
some
chat.
Of my
pry.
Yeah. Like she's going to be on a yacht and eat a croissant and that croissant
will
on the yacht will be from me personally.
Your gift to Carly.
So I hope that she really enjoys it.
Me too.
I hope that she has a cheat day.
She used to follow me. Should I DM her and be like, do you eat croissants?
I think every once in a while, like on a vacay in the sea, in maritime law where there's no like
no one
calories,
can yeah.
she eats a croissant.
Yeah.
But only there, which I get. So I hope she loves it. Her $479 croissant.
Yeah.
Because it helped me get ass surgery and only have to pay $300 for it.
That is good.
Yeah. Which I didn't even pay. My mom paid for it, which was really nice of her.
Linda always to the rescue.
I know. She and like, you know what? My butt is fully healed.
It's great.
It's
is it ready
I
for some play?
I looked at it today. No. I think I'm going to wait about
a year.
I feel comfortable at a year mark to then
really, like,
celebrate with like a hard, with just a
big
anal
old,
sex journey.
Yeah. Just like a goat fest.
I won't go fist.
We talked about fisting last time, and we learned a lot.
I now talk about fisting almost every episode.
Wow.
I just love a chat about a fist journey. But, like, a year mark is when I'm going to feel comfortable with an anal. But I looked at my butthole in the mirror today.
Oh.
And it looked gorgeous.
I love,
like, it.
You doing, do you have, like, a floor mirror that you did it with?
No. Or? What's a floor mirror?
I don't
mirror?
Know. Did you put, like, I just... feel like I only have mirrors that are like up at like face level. Mirror. Do what do you have?
Like a handheld mirror.
Oh, I don't have those.
It's a vintage one.
I was just imagining
that
propping yourself
a...
up on the counter, like spreading, like putting your head between your legs,
like looking back, trying to get
being
a
like,
good
I
angle.
I can't really see it.
No.
Using your camera phone to like get a video.
No, I have like a handheld mirror that's like a vintage silver.
Ooh, so just like a premium.
Yeah, so I take it out of my little area and then I looked because like, I was kind of scared because I haven't looked at my butt in a while.
It's healed perfectly.
And it really is. It's looking better than ever. Like I have a truly a whole new ass.
Would you say that your butthole is tighter now?
Yes.
Wow.
For a while.
Poops hurt?
Post-surgery, no, poops didn't hurt. But post-surgery... there was a loose feeling that I was uncomfortable with because I was like, oh my God, like what? It was like just farts slipping out left and right. Which I was like kind of freaked out. Like this may be my new future with just like kind of a loose butt hole.
A lot of people have that.
Which a lot, I know a lot, it's a common thing.
Loose butt.
Yeah. But I was not, I was like prepared. I was ready for that. Like just to be my future. If it meant no fistula, but like a perma loose butt. But I'm really happy to report, and I'm sure the readers are happy to hear.
Yeah.
That it is.
So it's like almost like
tight.
Not just did you save a lot of like pain and anguish, but it's almost cosmetic. You got a tighter ass and it looks great.
Yeah.
You got
and it cosmetically,
facelift.
It looks like it's a whole new asshole. It's really beautiful.
Jesus.
So
thanks Carly.
Thank you, Carly and Jared. Thank you so much.
Not Jared, it's Josh.
Josh. Oh yeah. Jared, thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
It's two J
literally
names.
Thanks,
I got confused.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks Jared. For literally
thank
not
you for
a single
hurting
thing.
The world.
Yeah. Thank you for being hideous. The least hot Kushner. You mean a walking
are there more?
I don't know. There's Jared and Josh.
Josh is hot.
I get confused. Okay, Josh is the
hot.
Carly one. Yeah,
he's hot.
He's hot. Jared's wasting away. Oof, he's like a Stephen King thinner where he just is like becoming
just
more
like
and more skeleton.
Promoting bad policy.
Yeah.
Just like kind of oblivious. I mean, I feel like Ivanka's really smart and Jared is really smart. They're both definitely smart people.
Yeah.
How do they just like wake up every day and they're like, la, 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 like my dad is... tweeting crazy things again, throwing temper tantrums, saying I'm a really stable genius, and they're like, well, you know, you don't know him like I do, he's such a sweetie, trust me.
Her dad's attacking another woman who's very smart, saying tweeting doctored videos of her that
and
are
the,
fake.
I just don't understand what they're like, well, another day at work, hop in the car, kids, drop you off on the way to the White House.
I know, I've refused.
Like, what is going on in their brains?
I think it's just, like, money and power. They're like, we just ride. They're like, babe, this is crazy, but we just got to ride it out for, like,
we
four
we need that
more.
Yacht.
Yeah, they're like,
we need a third yacht.
4 to 6 more years, and this will be over, and then, like, we'll be president. Like, I think that that's what they think.
And they just do not care about the well-being.
I think
of,
they're
like,
really thinking long-term, not short-term.
What is their long-term goal? World domination?
Yeah. I mean, this has probably been great for business.
No, it's got the Trump name has gone down. Like Ivanka's clothing line got like canceled and stuff.
It got like taken out of Nordstrom, but isn't it like selling like bonkers elsewhere?
Well, I don't know about her clothing, but I know that like the Trump brand is suffering because of, I mean, let's be honest, like the majority of people in the world aren't idiots and realize this is a psychotic moment in history. Like truly psychotic.
Yeah.
Like there is...
But I think
I
that there is way
this
more
every
people
day for years now. But it's like with every day, I realize more and more that it's mind-boggling to me that millions of people can support someone that is so clearly unhinged. Like this is a person that, within 1 hour of meeting, if I were just a teenager, an undeveloped human, I would say, "Oh my god!" And then I'd be like, "Oh my god, this person's so horrible and offensive. Like someone lock him up into a mental institution." And yet here he is. In his 70s, doing way crazier things than anyone could have possibly done to me in college, where it's just ruining the world, just cozying up with dictators, just like tweeting insane things constantly. And millions of people are like, I love him.
They he's love just, him.
But it's, I think it's so hate-based. It's like they love him because he shits on people.
Yeah, I think
they love
so.
That. They're just like, yes.
I think he activates something.
It. It's what I think
like
it's
a hate
all,
and an anger that is
I
like,
think it's all race-based. I think the whole thing is like fundamentally down to like fear of white people losing power because they're just like, let's shit on everyone.
Yeah. I think that's part of it, definitely. But I think another part of it is like liberals are kind of like also shanking in their own way 24/7. Like, can't really get like unified, can't really come
it's
up
just
with
a
like.
Sane,
it's just.
Can you imagine if a Democratic president did even 1/100th of what he's done? They'd be kicked out and impeached in a hot second.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Bill Clinton got a blowjob. That's it. It's like Trump has fucked like every
and he
random.
He lied under oath, which was like the
yeah,
big
but
thing.
He Trump has literally been an accoster. Like he's like sexually attacked people, and it's just like la la la.
Yeah. Well,
here
we're
is.
Living in an age of total like.
Thank God for this deck to just bring us down to earth.
He's ruining the world 1 second at a time, but you know what? Just thank God for this deck. Truly. That's all you have in this
we
world.
We need a safe space of calm.
On it, the only thing you have in this world is your own, like...
Deck. Yeah.
Whatever that is yeah. to each person, it's like, the world is going to get crazier and crazier. Like, I don't think it's over.
Space.
I think it's going to get more insane. I think that Trump probably has a great chance of winning the next election, unfortunately. But I think it's true. And the only thing you can really do is just like build your own deck and just like lounge.
And buy peonies at Trader Joe's.
Buy peonies at Trader Joe's. Seek out great deals and just like pounce on them and like get a Tony and like be around your friends and try and spread like love and light wherever you go.
Yeah.
Because there really is like the world. I think
if
we're
you,
learning
if you
that
constantly
the world
listen
is
to the news, which I do too much and it's a problem. I need to cut back on my news.
Yeah, I cut back way on the news because I was listening to The Daily every morning when I was making coffee and I truly was like, this actually makes me very depressed and anxious and like I can't start
with me.
Every day with like horrible news. I need to be like kind of living in a slight world of delusion.
I know. That's what's so fucked about now is that we have to live to like be mildly healthy mentally.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you reconcile all this?
I don't know.
There's no way to like constantly acknowledge it and feel like, I don't know. Anyways, if anyone has any tips out there, flowers help.
Flowers
and
help.
A deck
nature
definitely
helps. A deck helps. So like build one.
Yeah. Just build a deck. Home Deeps. Home Deeps. Just get crafty.
I love a DIY.
There's crazier things out there in the world than a deck. A deck is not an
a deck
impossible
is a chill,
thing.
Yeah.
Just some wood and some just, you know, think some ideas of yours.
Yeah, I think also plants help a lot.
Yeah, plants help a lot.
Like I've found in situations of like turmoil, in my situation of turmoil over the last year, I turned to plants
I know,
and they
have a
really
lot of plants.
I have a lot of plants and they have really helped my day-to-day existence. So I highly recommend like a plant.
I like went heavy on the bougainvillea back here.
Yeah.
Bougainvillea is really affordable. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's like a weed.
Well,
it's a flowering
weed.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $50 for like a big tall one.
Yeah, it's chill. Home Deeps has great deals
Home
on
Deeps
plants.
Home Deeps can make, I mean, there's got to be a mom and pop out there to support, but Home Deeps if you need it.
Yeah.
Duck life.
I had a shower journey this week, which really reminded me of you because I would say over the period of time where I was like really broke and having to Airbnb to slide by, you allowed me
to live with you. Yeah.
And I think out of anyone and anywhere I've ever been, you have the best shower
pressure
in the world.
Just the pressure.
That I've experienced. Yeah.
Love it.
The shower pressure in the guest bathroom is truly
ace. You
love it
too much, though.
That's
she
what
takes
you think.
Long, long luxurious showers with a not water code friendly shower faucet. I mean, spigot or head.
Yeah. I love a long shower. I do not like a flow restrictor. No. Well, here's the deal. And this is what I realized, because I got gifted a shower head from the wish list and I installed it, but the water pressure went from being like great.
I
know, but I'm explaining for anyone
that
didn't see.
Yeah,
because there's some...
Follow Lodge Marie on Instagram.
There's a lot of readers that don't follow me on Instagram, but I want to keep them up to speed.
True.
So the water pressure turned from great to horrible. And then it was like Holiday Inn, like Courtyard Marriott water pressure.
Like a firm mist. I hate that style. Like, it almost like cuts your skin.
Here's the deal is I realized like I already take a long shower. That's just like my life.
Sure.
I have a lot of hair to wash and condition. I'm a real tall person. I have to wash my whole body. Then if you put shaving in the mix or like a conditioning mask, like it just... you have to exfoliate. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So when the water pressure is lower, my shower increases in time by at least like 10 minutes because it takes that much longer to wash everything off and get like super clean. So honestly, it's worse for the environment if I have a low water pressure.
I love this justification you've made for yourself.
It's true though. And then I even realized, I had a lot of realizations about the shower.
There's a squirrel in that tree.
There's a squirrel.
Nature. It's crazy.
There's a lone crow just crowing away.
They're all here to be a part of the party.
But I realized that flow restrictors, which are now federally mandated and built into every shower head, and they're built in so you can't remove them. They used to be removable, but now they're not.
I know. Because of
they're misogynistic.
Oh,
and it's the patriarchy. This is a patriarchy.
A take that I was expecting.
Yeah. It's the patriarchy trying to keep women down. Okay. I realized as I was going through the shower drama.
Because of long hair?
Because if you're a woman, chances are you have longer hair than a man. I'd say generally.
Talk to Fabio.
Fabio and one guy I saw on Bumble that truly had the most luxurious long hair I've ever
seen. Jonathan Van Ness. He needs a high power shower too, just like you.
But like if you have longer hair and if you're a woman who like shaves and does that kind of self-care journey, not all women do, but a lot of women do, you're going to need more of a water pressure situation to just make sure you're like washed off and clean. And if you don't have that, you can't do that. So then how are you going to feel your best? Then you go around all day with like a flat hair, just like sediment on you and you're kind of dirty.
You should literally make poster boards with like shower rights. Like take it to the streets.
I'm about shower justice. And you cannot tell me. Do
at
not
the next
ever
women's
try
march,
and tell me.
I know what your posters are going to be about. The showers are bringing us down.
They are.
Well,
that is a flow restrictor.
Write,
who
like,
does it hurt the most?
Like, I don't know, Slate or something about it.
A flow restrictor doesn't hurt you. You take a 2-minute shower. You don't care. You just get in, get out, and but you
I
don't
like
have a lot
water.
Of shave. Yeah. Flow restrictors hurt femme people.
I'm afraid to say my shower isn't as soothing anymore because of a massive. Bee situation, which took control of my life. Like,
the guest bathroom turned into a beehive, actually.
A literal beehive, where...
They built... Okay, wait, go...
So there's, like, a air duct coming out the side of the building. As far as I know, it's connected to the dryer. I think it's, like, a dryer thing, maybe?
Seems like a chill place for a bee to want to get into. Like warm, smells fresh all the time.
Yeah, just like yummy.
Yeah, just like a cozy place to raise your bee family and serve your queen bee.
So they like started it, but you don't really notice that bees are taking over until it's too late. Like you're just like, oh my God, like there's so much flora and fauna. Like I'm so happy that nature exists. Like bees are threatened. Bees die at alarming rates.
Yeah.
No, it's just.
There was one day, because the bee thing started back when I was staying here sometimes.
Wait.
Yeah, because I would see a bee every once in a while in the shower.
Literally 2 years ago?
Yeah. I would see a bee and I'd be like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, I'll let this bee be, you know? And like, and then I'd go about my business. But then time went on and it turned into a real bee situation.
Well, you just kept thinking that they just like come and go and live their bee life, but they no. were not going to do that.
Where you see one bee, there's literally a colony of bees that it is like reporting back to.
The bees started to Well, what I didn't realize is that they were coming through the shower light fixture.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought they were coming through the window. So we started like cramming the window with like shut and like putting paper towel in the cracks. We're like, gotta stop them from coming in. Then every day I'd wake up, there'd be more dead bees or alive bees at the window. I'd be like, well, how did they get in?
And you would get stung.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you get stung?
I got stung twice. Simon got stung once. And that's like...
I stopped going in, I guess, when you revealed that there was a sting involved and there were not just like one rogue bee every like week, but like literal multiple bees in there.
Towards
at any
the end,
given
it got
time.
To a bee about... I got to be about 50 bees a day would be trapped in there, and they would just come and go. And every morning I would wake up and I would go around and collect the dead bees and flush them and have like a just like, God, when will they go away? Then I discovered that I just wasn't thinking.
I discovered
that getting rid of bees,
they get worse and worse.
Is
like,
I know
they'll
they grow like
go.
10 pounds a month, the hive or something like crazy. Oh my God. Like that. So it was a giant hive. Getting rid of a bee humanely is impossible to do unless you want to spend thousands. And also...
to, like, relocate the hive.
Yeah. And also, they would have had to cut the entire wall of my shower, break all that old tile, destroy the whole thing, and that's... they don't replace it. That's just, like, you pay, like, that top fee to just get the hive out, and then you have to then retile and fix all your walls.
Yeah.
So it's thousands of dollars later.
Is that, like, a house insurance thing can pay? No, it's just, like, a private
It's just,
pay.
Like, you gotta do.
Ooh.
So then it's, like, what do I do? And then the... unfortunately, I had to, sadly, I couldn't, we spent 3 months looking for an affordable, humane bee option, and we never found one that was, like, in the price range that didn't involve, like, destroying the bathroom, too.
Because if you were, like, a millionaire, yeah. I would have said, you could have moved
the
bee right out here and then become a beekeeper.
That's
on
what
the
this
side.
Guy, and this is a beautiful house that I've been to, Chandelier, created, you know, that... remember that yeah. place, Flamingo? Mm-hmm. He's got these beehives. The original plan was that we were going to give him our hive to add to his hives.
Yeah.
But then it just turned into like a full-blown like redo the bathroom thing. And I was like, I can't do that. Like,
you
I
can't...
don't have like that money just to like, just be like, time for a remodel.
You can't have like a full HGTV,
yeah.
HGTV moment because of that
I get
hive.
That. I love that.
So you had to just smoke him out and kill him.
Unfortunately, I know, and I for sure know that there's readers right now that are judging me really harshly about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to any vegan readers.
No, but
I'm
there's
sorry
just
to
people.
Bee
there's
lover.
Like, bee, I love bees. I've donated to bee causes in the past.
Well,
but now I'm a part of the problem, and I know that there's people out there just being like, I know someone that would do it. Why didn't you ask me? Well, I didn't know you then, and we started getting stung all the time.
Yeah,
so it just was, and it was too destroying the bathroom.
That guest bathroom has a lot of other problems, like.
It's a nice bathroom.
It's a nice bathroom, but it definitely...
the wall fell apart for a while.
The wall was falling apart, which was fine. It was whatever. But
like,
really, my biggest problem with it is just the toilet...
doesn't flush.
Is a hard... it takes a lot of like...
Flushes
or just like a certain kind of flush to make the toilet flush. And that gives me... I already had like brew anxiety, but then when you're in like a public setting and you brew and then the toilet won't flush the brew... then it really piles on.
I never let my brews linger there. I just sit there and do the time until it goes down.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but a
I
lot
mean...
of people don't, and I go walk in there, it's just a log, and it's just like, wow. So it's like, that bathroom is always giving me a gift of
it's
other people's
a true,
brews.
It's a drama bathroom.
Yeah.
There's just like lots of shit goes
down.
And now
there's thousands of dead bees in my wall that smell.
So it's a real, like a bee... rotting bee carcasses and like a dead beehive that I guess just smell until it like the earth takes it back and it turns
in the
into
walls
dirt.
Like the wood of the walls absorb it. I don't know. It's not. I just read about it and it's eventually the smell goes away like after 6 months.
Sounds like you need some dip.
I mean, I wish
bathroom.
I could just redo the whole bathroom. Sounds great.
Maybe you should start a GoFundMe. You just start a GoFundMe and shoot the video for it on this deck.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, God, like, I have everything I could ever want, almost.
I need to get these bees out in a new bathroom.
But, like, now the bees are gone. So, really, I just would love, like, to raise the money to just, like, take the dead bees out and then redo the bathroom.
Like, fully redo.
Yeah.
Like, with, like, Moroccan tiles.
I can't wait 2 months.
No, I need it now.
Yeah, I need it, really. Yeah. I need.
It's a need.
Yeah.
Okay, so DM me or Lara if anyone's into this GoFundMe idea. I feel like it could be a really good move. You know, I'm going to be going to school to become a therapist. Like, I won't have the funds anymore. I'm going to need a GoFundMe for a bathroom overhaul.
I'm excited. So you're having like a whole...
I'm having a full life change journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to school.
I love that. Yeah. I'm nervous too. I'm scared kind of like you getting the dog. Mm-hmm. I had a school nightmare last night that was like about like me like not having done the right proper work and like not getting credits or something. And it was like, oh, like a stress dream. And I was like, I'm back in college.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I'm excited though. I want to exercise that part of my brain again. And I really find mental health fascinating and fulfilling and interesting. And I've been in a lot of therapy. And I guess my therapist told me that that's part one of the biggest things you can have in experience is just to have been in it.
Yeah.
Because then you also have to do all the hours and like most therapists are in therapy.
Yeah. I'm sure, because you're having to, like...
You're always growing, you're always changing, you're always learning.
Yeah, and you're taking on, like, a lot of your clients, like, energy. Like, I'm sure that you have, like, a lot of feelings and stuff to, like, process.
That part I'm a little nervous about, because I feel like I can get affected by other people's, like, moods and energies, and I have to... Well, I've got years to learn how to do this. I'm not that stressed.
Yeah. But
I don't know how to, like, drop someone's sadness quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well... You'll better figure it out.
Better figure it out. Well, I've got 2 years, two plus years.
Yeah.
But yeah, new changes. Love music, never saying goodbye. Just got to try something new in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Something that doesn't involve me being on the road all the time.
I get that.
Away from home.
I think that when away from this you, deck. Yeah, you have a lot
I
of...
I have separation anxiety from this deck.
You have a lot of hours that you need to log on the deck.
Should I make this into the office?
Yeah, for sure.
Just be like, come sit up here.
I think it's always good if you're like burned out or just like burned by your creative endeavors to like retool and rethink and then give yourself space, because then you never know when you're going to want to come back.
Yeah.
You just,
I love music and I know I'm going to be doing music again. It's not like, I don't feel like it's a farewell. It's just like, I want to have other skills that I can use.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I have them, but I want to like fine tune them and become trained in a different thing that's not just the TBD of the music world, where it's just like, will people stream it or not?
Yeah, it's a hard... I can't imagine trying to become a musician at this point.
I feel
time.
Bad because people still, I get tons of messages of people being like, what's your advice for starting out? It's like, if this was 10 years ago, I could give you like a hardcore great plan to like get blogs attention. Like, blogs don't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, get on the blogs and like get on the music, you know, get, you know, just like, I would have had like at least an idea of what would help, because it's like a lot of like pounding the pavement and like kind of just like giving your CD out. Like, that's what I did. Literally just put my CD and handed it to like everyone, which is non-existent really. Now you just email a link, I guess. But now I don't even know how people get noticed. It's insane. There's so much music.
There's a lot of music. I think, like, I follow a guy called Bob Lefsetz who writes, like, a daily emails and stuff. And he has a lot of advice for, like, musicians. But I've found it really helpful for podcasting, because it's kind of, like, a similar vibe a little bit. Like, because you just have to establish an audience and, like, get people to engage and, like, listen to your content. But, like, I truly... Like, I wouldn't really know where to begin. It's like, you just have to tour and perform all the time and, like, constantly make new product. Which is kind of, like, in podcasting, what I do, just as far as recording, that it's hard.
So one of the biggest myths, I have to say, is that when we first started out, and this still is a myth, and I think people still say it, was that if you tour, people will come. It's basically like Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
That is not true. We played many a time to... 0 to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just be like, well, I guess we got to tour more. And touring is expensive. Even if you're sleeping on floors and like living in the van, like we did, like for the first few years, like, and it was just like, everyone's like, you gotta keep touring. It looks like you're not touring hard enough. Like, that was like the response from our first label. They were like, the guy who kept being like, you gotta tour, man. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
But that's not how things happen.
Doing it. Like, it's like a never give up kind of thing.
It's a never give up, but I don't...
Because it's not, like, I think the...
But I just feel like I know bands now that tore their asses off and don't necessarily get the exposure that they need. You need that one person who has access, who's a writer for that one thing. I don't even know what's influential these days, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
It's mostly like you just want to get a shout out from, like, Kylie. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. Just get Kylie to story you, then you're made.
Yeah, you need like a macro influencer to like...
That's my only advice for new musicians. befriend a Jenner or a Kardashian and get them to shout out your band.
Yeah. What was amazing, I saw there was this photo of Kendall Jenner like reading a book on a yacht that's from Darcy Wilder.
Yeah.
Which I've read that book. It's amazing, but it's also like a deeply depressing read. Like it's like intense and so good, but also I was like, whoa, Kendall can really like handle this. Like it gave me a new respect, but I was also just like, hell fucking yes.
I wish she'd shouted it out though.
Has made it.
Because most people aren't going to like zoom into a blurry cover and be like, what is that?
I don't know. It got a lot of traction on social media. I saw a lot of people like talking about it.
Good for her. Good for Darcy. I need to read that.
I know.
You think I'd like?
Yeah.
I need to read that. That sounds good.
I was in like a TBD mental.
Could read it on the deck.
You could totally read it on the deck.
Does it feel like a deck read? Ooh, truck.
Ooh, God. You know what I hate?
A truck.
That wasn't a truck. That was a motorcycle.
Ugh.
Like a loud.
I actually fully agree with you. What is the point of that? They make that to make the noise.
Yeah.
It's just like a way for them to like jizz all over like
your
noise
ears.
Pollution.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah.
Look. They love, okay, so some people got motorcycles.
Most insecure people, I feel like, that make that noise.
My dad was really into motorcycles for a while, and then he would try and have them built where they would get, like, super loud. Like, one or two.
Why?
I don't know. It's like,
it's just like a high?
It's to be like, I'm here, but now I'm gone.
Love in a meek way. I'm here.
Hey.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm here. I didn't mean to make the noise. Just install the machine to make a giant noise.
It hurts people.
It
hurts me.
I mean,
when you're just trying to like have a salad on the street
or
and
just
then,
like pod on a deck.
Yeah. And like suddenly a motorcycle.
On the street.
Like I was having like a salad on the street recently in Beverly Hills and
a
then a
show.
Motorcycle.
Salad on the street.
I love a casual salad on the side of it, a chopped salad from La Scala on the side
of
the street.
Yeah. I don't get the hype, but I love that for you.
It's a classic, Sal. And then a motorcycle guy went by and I was like, what? Like, why do you do this?
Could you ask Butch what the reasoning behind it
it's
is?
It's just to be loud. It's just
like, what's like
the louder
the
better.
Does it kind of like turn you on or does it make you feel tough?
No, it truly is just like a louder the better.
It makes them feel like strong?
It's just like, how loud can you get your bike? And it's like a contest of whoever can get the loudest. And it's like, you've just achieved the loudest bike. It's really just about how loud can it get. Isn't that crazy?
It's so insane to me.
And
it doesn't
like
make any sense.
Especially kit out something to just be like so loud. And then you just have a loud off with all your other loud bike riders.
Can you turn the loud off and on? Or just every step you take on that motorcycle?
I don't know.
Can you like turn it off if you're like, I'm a little tired of this noise?
Maybe. But it might cost
switch.
Extra.
A little switch to be like, guess I won't noise pollute.
But also the loud, I think it serves a dual purpose because if you're driving on highways or doing long road trips, it lets drivers and cars know that you're behind them so they
don't
like
run you over. There's an actual logical reason.
Yeah, so that is, it serves like a bit of a safety purpose. But like when you're just driving down like Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills
literally
next to
Silver
a bunch
Lake
of like
Boulevard.
Salad chillers, you cannot, like it's not okay.
I'm sure the people at La Mille weren't happy.
No. They deserve that troll, though. La Mille is too pricey.
They recently got rid of their, like, in-house baker, which was made the best stuff. And now they just, like, ship in other stuff. And I was so bummed.
Like a star... They, like, Starbucks
just
it?
Some, like, local
Do
baker
Do they still
that's
charge
not
the same amount of money for their baked goods?
Yeah. And they're not that good anymore.
Great. La Mille loves charging, like, $25 for, like, scrambled eggs. And like a spinach.
Well, so does its neighbor, Botanica.
I know.
Love
Silver Lake Boulevard
is a troll.
Truly a Beverly Hills.
I like L&E.
L&E is chill. I haven't been there in a while because they were the first ones that came in that I was like, whoa.
Well, no,
La Mille
was before, but.
Yeah, but La Mille was like. Ooh, another buzz
another
sound.
Buzz
that was a
love that.
Different kind.
L&E is good. Botanica is wildly expensive. And they, like, make people sit in, like, a dumpster handicap parking spot and, like, eat, like, a $34 piece of chicken.
Botanica, I love their, like...
It's tasty, but
it's tasty,
just so expensive.
And it's a good, like, brunch spot. Like, I'll shell out for, like, a brunch from there.
It's when
you're not
hungry, but you want to spend a lot of money still.
You have to... But in brunch, you can get your hunger solved. You just have to order two entrees, which is, like, fine. I'll do it. and I'll like it because it's like daytime and I'm feeling like yum town.
You're like, I got a double entree up again.
Yeah. You get like one sweet thing and then one savory thing. And
that
then,
does work.
And then like some iced coffee.
I do like
coffee.
Their congee.
Yeah. But then if you go for dinner, it's impossible to feel full unless you spend minimum like $150. You are like, hey, I'll have the chicken. Like, that sounds like it's the most expensive thing on the menu. You're charging $35. Like, it must be half of a chicken. And it's like a chicken leg and like some juice. And you're like, oh, wow. It's a real order everything on the menu to feel full kind of dinner vibe, yeah. Which I'm just not about that. Like,
no, the last time I went was with you and Linda.
I know. And also, I was like not in a place where I definitely shouldn't have been going out for dinner because
you were post-op.
I was 2 days post-op with like a maxi
potential,
pad in my butt.
Loose.
I was feeling extremely loose. Yeah. Which is such a jarring feeling. I don't recommend it.
Botanica didn't make you feel tight.
No. And like I couldn't wear pants because pants were like too tight. So I just had to wear like big like granny panties that my mom had bought me and then like gauze.
I'm all about grilling now. Eating in.
Yeah. Eating in
now that I have
is the new eating out.
A deck. Yeah, eating in is the new eating out.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get like, just have people over and just grill and just chill. Grill and chill.
Grill and chill.
I like it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm really leaning into like the second half of life.
Yeah. It's
like
good.
Flowers everywhere, just like grill life.
You are having like, you turned 40 and now it's like a whole new
I never go out late.
It's a middle age.
I'm middle aging the fuck out.
It's cool.
I'm
though.
Owning it.
Yeah.
I'm fully going gray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking, I think it's
you
propecia.
Are going gray.
I am going gray. I'm taking
it's nice.
Some little propecia, like half a pill.
Wow.
I think it's propecia, the generic one.
What do you...
I don't love it, though, because it does make you like not as horny, which is not my fave.
Isn't that weird?
But every guy I know is on it, and I'm like, I guess you're
every
fine.
Guy I know is on it. Every single guy.
I mean,
guy.
I have a thick hair, but I don't... I've been feeling it feeling thin, and I just was like, I don't like that.
You just need it to be thick again.
I just want it to stay. And
hair
not
loss
go.
Is a troll.
Yeah.
I've started to notice, I think, a couple grays here and there, and that is like a weird feeling of being
I'm
like
very gray.
You are, but with men, it's a whole different story. Like it's kind of like a chic look.
I know that's unfair. I think gray in women is beautiful, personally.
I love it too, but it's like, how do you go from like if I started to go totally gray, I would want to just go just gray out and
you just
go
want to be
like
full
white.
Silver.
Yeah,
silver you don't want a salt hair. And pepper face.
What?
You don't want salt and pepper face.
No, a salt and pepper face on a woman is like kind of TBD.
I think part of it is because if you have long hair, a salt and pepper looks weird. It's short hair. It looks kind of just flicked about. You know what I mean? It's like Fabio wouldn't look gray with salt and pepper.
You know what's weird to me is that like women, like at what point as a woman do you just decide like I'm going to cut all my hair off and go just like full blown like
old lady.
Old lady style.
Why is it that?
Why is what, that?
This is something
who
that I think we've all
that?
Thought. It's in Europe. It's everywhere. If you are over, it's often with weird hair dye choices.
Mm-hmm.
A curl.
Or like
it's
a
like
gray.
Suddenly everyone goes curly then.
Suddenly everyone goes with like a tight,
short curl.
Short curl that they set. And then you have like just old lady hair.
Why don't
or you go,
very few old women? Is it because of thinning? It might just because it doesn't look
it might
that
be
long.
Because thinning. I truly don't know.
What is the age where you're like,
not...
it's time to plunge, take the plunge. My mom hasn't done it. She still has long hair.
Yeah, your mom is rocking a long hair. My mom still has her
your
like
long,
long
hair.
Yeah.
Shoulder length, right?
Yeah, shoulder length. But I'm like, but like, I feel like all
when
my
you,
mom's
like, just
friends,
give me the curl and let's go
all my
short,
mom's
baby.
Friends are going, like, you
are
just
they
go
doing
short.
It?
Yeah. I would feel so exposed.
It's probably freeing, though. It's just
like
ugh,
way
whatever.
Low main. You're just like done with worrying about
yeah, you're
it.
Like, you're I'm like, I'm going to go pink. Why not?
Been through menopause.
Purple. Europe, Germany. If you go to Germany, German elder German ladies love a off color, like a green short hair look later on.
That's kind of cool.
It's not even punk. It's just random. I never really understood what the vibe is. They just do it.
Yeah. That seems like fun and flirty to me. But like a short, because like my grandmother, both my grandmas had that like short hair that you set in a curl and you wash it like once a week and it's just like a little powder hair. And I don't understand.
My grandma has it.
Yeah. It's such
my other
grandma
never did it on my mom's side. My mom's side's always bucking weird trends. They're just like
long hair for life.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah.
You're going to be like Jessica Tandy.
I love that.
Do you know who that is?
I do, but I can't.
Driving Miss Daisy. She kept her hair long and gray and was gorge.
Yeah. Or like a Lauren Hutton, like a long journey, long day's journey into night regarding hair.
I was like, where are you going? Wow, so like life changes.
Some people get dogs.
Moccasin slippers right now. I mean, that's pretty like midlife.
You're fully a 40-year-old man. Yeah,
fully.
Yeah.
There's pretty much nothing about me that isn't 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, deck feels pretty 40. So like finally got to the age where you're like, I'm into like a deck and a grill.
Yeah.
And flowers.
I'm like a mid-30s.
Yeah, you're getting ready for your deck.
On Thursday, I will be 35, which is officially like mid-30s.
Yeah, it's half of 70.
I know.
Newsflash.
I know.
And you're getting a dog.
I'm getting a dog. I'm fully like leaning into...
What about like your eggs? Do you think you'd freeze?
I want to freeze.
You should.
I've been researching it and I found out that if you... Well, because it's expensive.
Right.
It's like a $10,000.
And it's like, it's so rude how like health insurance doesn't cover that. They're like, sorry, luxury.
They're like, oh, a man can't get a boner. Like, by all means, here, just take Viagra, please. Like, we don't
beg
want you to have one day go by where you can't get a boner and ejaculate.
Insurance covers boner pills?
Yeah.
Ooh. Good to know.
Yeah, get it while it's hot. It's like men have any problem and insurance is like, please roll out the red carpet. Like, here, please.
So. Ugh.
And then women are like, I would love to like potentially reproduce one day. Just my biological calling.
But then when
like,
you don't want to reproduce, they force you to. But when you do, they're like, we can't help.
I know. It's like a real.
It's love to troll both
it's
ways.
It's a real flow restrictor. Yeah. If you know what I mean. They love.
They're like, whatever you want, they'll help do the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, it's like $10,000-ish, I think. But then I was reading an article that said if you want to freeze your eggs, you can get it for free if you donate half of them to, like, an egg bank or whatever, and then keep one half, which I was like, that seems like a chill deal.
That is a chill deal.
Like, you may or may not have, like, a Lara Jr. out there, but, like, you should be so lucky.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Also, when you do that, if you end up just using, like, sperm from someone you don't know, I really want to see one of those books where you see people's faces and profiles. I'm dying to see one
someday. Speaking of which, okay, so...
I've always wanted to see those books.
I have two girlfriends
that... Do they have the book?
It's online.
I need the login information.
No, this is the most amazing thing. So I was with my girlfriend the other day and she's going through IVF, her and her partner, like trying to have a baby, and they're doing the like sperm donor. And so I was asking a lot of questions because, you know, we're at that age where we just have a lot of reproductive conversations. And I was like, who are you, like, what, let me see these sperm donors, like, what's the whole deal, like, is there like a portal? And she was like, yes. And I was like, please let me look at the portal. And then we logged in and it truly is the most amazing thing ever. Like, you go through, it has photos, it's like every guy.
Can you just narrow down? You're like, I want someone between 6 feet and 6'4".
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
Like, you can go through genetics of like if they're carriers of like certain viruses and like...
Oh my God.
And
is everyone attractive?
No. Some are really not. And you're like, but some are. And then you get like a low vial alert. It's like you're running out of sperm. You better get that sperm while it's hot.
It's like an Uber surge.
Yeah, but I saw like sperm I surge. Found a guy on there that I was like, oh my God, like I would love to have this person's sperm. Like,
how much was he?
$965.
That's basically the cost of your pug.
I know. And wow, then you
that's
just
a deal.
Like, I know. There's great sperm deals on these boards.
Can you tell me a little more about this guy? I want to know the stats.
So he was...
Paint a picture.
He was like 6'3", which I need a tall. I need to have like a tall-ass baby.
So if you have a girl, it's going to be really tall.
She's going to be a giant.
A giant.
Yeah. I hope to have like a daughter that's 6'5".
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll love that.
She bucks trends. You know what? It's time for tall girls to just be like... full front and center.
Yeah.
And like, let's erase this like tall stigma.
Also, girls, I think everyone should date all heights.
Yeah.
You know? So many girls have that issue with dating smaller guys. You do, but one of the people you loved dating most was smaller than you.
Shorter. Dating is a generous term for what we did, but okay, fucking well, was a much better description. But I did really love fucking this super short guy.
Your peg vibe.
He was tiny, but really a wonderful sexual journey, and it made me really rethink my height stance.
That's good.
And now I'm way more open. It's more about like a personality and like a chemistry.
I'm attracted
thing.
To like all heights of men.
Well, it's
like
easier for a gay man.
I'm 5, it's probably as low as I'd go.
It's easier for a gay guy,
right?
But you know, if I'm gonna go on like a first date with someone and I'm medium attracted to them, like I'm gonna choose a first date with someone that's like,
wait, if you really want a tall baby, get Ryan's.
I know. But then that's Ryan awkward. Rooks.
I know, but he's a doctor.
A friend's sperm is like, that's where things get dicey. Because I already felt myself getting like feelings for just like these random sperm strangers where I was like, and you don't know their names or anything.
My friend Ryan's 6'7" and like so smart and handsome.
He's
amazing.
Like a genius, like so handsome and like the funniest person I've ever met. Yeah. Get off my deck.
Throwing you off. I love him.
Yeah. But like...
So tell me more about this donor.
So this donor was like 6'3", brown eyes, long, thick hair. He was
long
so
hair.
Cute as a baby. And like...
Oh, they show you baby pictures
too? Baby and then adult. So you can see like how they grew. He was a little weirder looking as an adult, but I liked like his hair and just his general vibe. Hair. Well, long hair was good because it's like he has a thick head of hair.
Okay.
And he was smart. You can see their GPA in like That's high insane. School and college. You can see like all sorts of health history of like.
I don't think a GPA is very reflective, but it's
I don't
whatever.
Either. But it's nice to know.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you rather, given the choice between like a 1.7 GPA sperm and like a 3.5?
Was he on the sperm surge? This guy.
His was a low vial.
Low vial.
I felt pressured to get a vial of that sperm.
Where was he?
It doesn't tell you. Oh. It's not going to tell you anything where you could like find them later.
I know.
But it made me want to find him.
Did it feel
like
he was like somewhere West Coast?
Yeah, he felt really West Coast.
Okay.
But then I felt like, oh my God, like eventually if I went down this road, I would want to like find this person someday. And it's like, you can't really do that.
I think
you really have to separate.
Kids can when they turn 18, they get like
some
access.
Some people
right?
can, but they can choose. The sperm donors can choose whether or not they want to be contacted.
So what's his job now?
I don't know.
They don't tell you that.
I don't think they tell you that. It just like they tell you. And what's amazing is their staff impressions. So like the women or the nurses that
they're
take,
like, seem nice.
Yeah. They're like, he was a talkative guy. He was like very thoughtful and like he's a great. This guy was a jazz musician and composer. So I loved that he was creative.
That tracks with the long hair.
I know. It was a real like jazzy kind of vibe. And I was like, give me that jazzy jizz. Like I'm ready.
Were there Europeans and like Asians and Africans and Australians in there? Was it all over the world?
It's a
global sperm bank.
I think it's more U.S. sperm, but there was all genders, not all genders because it's sperm, but all races, which I guess is like kind of problematic if
you
wanted
to search for certain races.
Well, you could make like a mixed race baby if you wanted to. I don't know what the ethics are on that. I mean, just from like a.
Let's build a baby.
Yeah.
You just pick what it's going to kind of look
like.
But
doesn't that seem weird as like a white person if you're like...
I don't know.
Is that weird? I don't know what
I don't know. I'm not equipped to say.
Yeah.
Seems like it could be.
I feel like in this day and age,
I don't know,
like,
though. No, why? It's not weird.
It feels like it should just be whatever, but then it also is like weird. I don't know. Readers weigh in. Is that like, I'm new to the sperm game, so like, I'm like, but I haven't gotten laid in a year. Way and I'm weirder, literally though. Just
it'd
like,
be
no.
way weirder if it restricted you only to get sperm from your race. That's insane. That
well,
would
they
be
can't restrict you with that. It's like your choice.
It's not weird at all.
No.
It's just, I think it's, it can, I think what you're probably getting is it could be weird for white parents with zero, like, info from, like, that community and background to, like, just suddenly, I mean, it's not, I mean, I don't know. Millions of people do it.
If you're not in a community with, like,
with no, like, role model or figure and,
or, like, you, it's just, like, you only hang out with white people 24/7, then you decide to have, like, a mixed race baby, it might be a little bit weird.
I don't know. I don't know the vibe.
I don't know either.
Weigh in.
Yeah. But weigh in, help me out here. I'm super new to this like sperm donor game.
So do you think you would get like a variety pack of sperm and then like roll the die?
No, I think I would get, oh, that actually could be a good way to do it because I feel myself like emotionally attached to any sperm donor. So it might be nice to just get tons of jizz from
just
like
spend a lot of money on jizz.
I'd love to spend at least like $5,000 on premium jizz. Like from
low vial.
Yeah, go through all the low vial alerts, get that jizz while it's hot, and then just be like, mix it up, do a martini shake of it, throw it in me, and then whatever happens, happens. Yeah. And it's a real, like, grab bag of a baby.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't have the, like...
Then you
wouldn't
never
exactly know.
Yeah.
You'd be like, was it that guy?
You'd be like, guess what? I narrowed it down to, like, five great options. And I now don't need to be anywhere near connected to who it really was. Just know that it was like five of my premium choices.
They're good picks.
Mm-hmm.
Lara's picks.
And I wish that I could like, I wish that these things had like an affiliate program because I would love
to
start.
Please get the login info.
I would love to start a website where I just recommend like jizz donors to people.
Oh my God. If you reviewed it kind of like Evan D on Yelp.
Yeah. Like,
like
I would
trust me.
Be like,
I've done some
guy
research.
Seems like a premium jizz donor.
Is there like feedback from people that have already gotten the jizz and they're like, the kid seems pretty cool. 3 out of 5
stars.
No, but
that would actually be great.
We like our
kids.
Oh,
they do have, they have pregnancy feedback where they say like this has, there's been a pregnancy with this sperm.
Because of like its fertility and.
Yeah. So then you're like, okay, this is like a fertile.
I want to see this site. Can you get the login? Because that would be like a fun evening. Like
I'll try
Saturday
and get
night.
The login.
When
but
you're
I will
over 40, you just
want to
look at like other people's sperms.
I'm sure that you can just sign up for an account on these sites.
Hmm.
I'm ready to sign up for an account and just start buying up jizz.
You should.
Like, it feels right to, like, live, laugh, spend on, like, premium sperm.
You should do a GoFundMe for jizz. I'll do one for the bathroom and we'll just GoFund together.
I want to GoFund just, like, a baby for myself. And, like, fuck dating or trying to find, like, any sort of viable partner. I would actually just, like, to crowdfund money to just have a premium baby and not have to worry about a man.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do that, but I also, you know, maybe I'll... If there's all this premium jizz online, there's got to be premium jizz IRL.
There's definitely premium jizz IRL. Arguably, it could be, like, extra premium because they're not at that level of life where they feel like they need to sell their sperm.
Mm-hmm.
So you might actually be getting a super premium because you're getting someone that's so with it that they're not even at that level where they need to sell their sperm.
Yeah. I think more straight men need to understand how much premium jizz is available at the click of a button. And they really need to understand that they're going to have to step up their game.
Yeah.
Because women do not need them.
No.
Actually.
No.
Another flow restrictor lie is that you actually need a man to like have a baby and live your life.
You know what I'd like to ask the readers, the gay readers that don't have reproductive organs? I would like to know the cost of either an adoption legal fee journey or a surrogate mix and match egg and sperm journey. Because from what I've heard, it's reaching almost 100K either way you shake it.
Yeah,
it's not
surrogacy.
The 90s anymore where it used to just be like, adopt a baby for free. No way. Because I hear it's just $100,000 before the baby's born, and that just seems like a huge financial hurdle to do before it's born.
Surrogacy is crazy expensive.
But I also heard the adoptions now about the same because it's become quite hard. So I'm just curious if anyone knows or if anyone works in the field.
That's so wild to me that adoption would be so expensive and difficult.
Because my cousin had
so many children.
A very expensive adoption journey that was highly traumatic and involved like the mom wanting to take the baby back and like just a lot of...
Oh, that's tough. Should we get into some reader mail?
Oh, yeah. I love reader mail. Excuse my stuffiness.
There's some really good reader mail. Okay, so on the last episode, I had said...
That is a giant-looking plane. It's very low to us.
Well, yeah. Jesus. On the last episode, I'd said I made a claim that rabbit owners as adults are crazy. They're true babes.
I had a what rabbit as thoughts? A kid.
Yeah, a rabbit as a kid is one deal, but a rabbit as an adult is a full other deal.
I think a house rabbit as an adult is definitely a maybe babe. But I think if you have a farm and you have like cutie rabbits with like little rabbit sheds and like...
Well, yeah, that's different. But like... Constance Wu, for example, she had a rabbit that I guess pooped and peed all over her like $1 million
That's
Chelsea
all they
penthouse.
Do.
Yeah.
They just run around in little pellets. I remember very well the distinct smell of rabbit pee and poop. Little pellets everywhere. It was really gross. Like, really gross. Our rabbit was cute though. His name was Banj.
Banj?
Banj.
Banj?
We just made up the word.
Like banjo?
Kind of, but not. Banj.
Okay. Love that.
Banj.
What was his color scheme?
He was a black dwarf rabbit.
Oh, that's adorable.
But he loved me too much, would hump my arm too much, and that made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, rabbits are highly sexual.
Yeah.
And like,
and he was killed by a dog.
That's classic rabbit life, though.
It was shaken.
Yeah.
It was really, that was hard. That's I loved tough. Banj, but I would never have that pee and piss moment in my life again.
Okay, so... Here's like I urge the readers to like weigh in on
about
rabbit
rabbits?
Babes. Yeah. Oh, so I have a lot of feedback about rabbit babes. Hi, my babes. Just wanted to submit the following evidence for examination in the ongoing investigation against rabbit babes. As a small backstory, I come from a really conservative redneck town where people hunt and go mudding and all that Texas Chainsaw Massacre kind of stuff for fun. This becomes relevant later. I don't know what mudding is.
Just like slopping around in the mud?
Maybe like driving your truck in mud.
That's a hobby? Then you have to clean it.
Oh, yeah. You go mudding, you just like drive like a crazy huge truck around in like sloppy mud. And you get it as dirty as you can. You just go, you drive out and you just drive around and like slop it up.
That's so random to me. That didn't even occur to me as something that would be fun.
And it's all about finding, I'm Googling it now, it's also known as mud bogging, and you can find secret mudding spots that are like, oh. And then you like go out and just like truck it
we
up.
We discovered a new mud spot. Don't tell.
Yeah, it's like surfing in Malibu, except a mud spot instead of a secret cove.
Real dirty as opposed to like fresh from the ocean.
Yeah, fresh from the ocean is maybe not even what happens because it's pretty dirty in the ocean, too. You just mudding trucks gone wild in the mud or something.
Trucks gone wild.
Yeah, it's like a truck gone wild moment.
Your truck just needs to live.
So when I was 4 years old, we bought the cutest ever little baby rabbit as a pet named Remix. And my older brother and I loved him so much. He was so cute and quiet and soft, ideal companion. However, a few months later, my sister was born. And as she became more mobile and engaged over the coming years, she began to antagonize Remix by roughly pulling his ears or scaring him because he was a baby. She was a baby and didn't understand. This was traumatic for Remix, and he experienced a major personality shift. He started to hide from us and would kick and scratch if you got too close. So long story short, my hillbilly mountain man father killed and ate Remix and told us he was delicious.
God, that's insane. Oh my God, that is such a wild move.
We had him for almost 2.5 years before he met his grisly end. I'll never have a pet rabbit again. Thanks for creating a safe space to disclose my pain.
Wait, I can't believe a dad just like, well, kids, Remix was delish. Killed him, ate him.
That is like a specifically like hillbilly vibe.
I mean, I get the not wasting, but it's like maybe
know,
you didn't have
also,
to kill
like,
him.
If it's your children's like beloved pet, it's like not that funny.
No.
But that does sound like something my dad would do.
Let's butch move.
Semi. He's like, not orange, a big rabbit yummy. Man. No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't eat a cat.
What does cat taste like? Ugh. I think rabbits are so cute, though. I just want to say that.
They're really cute, but I think they're kind of like soulless, weird creatures. And I think it's like...
I think they have special souls.
I mean, they kind of have dead eyes.
Mm-mm, not Bash.
Bash?
Bash had a very deep soul.
Okay.
And he had very different personality mood shifts, too.
Longtime reader of Sep and Babe... Wait, Lara, longtime reader, Sep and Babe are the only thing that get me through working in the hellscape of fashion in NYC. Ooh. I think I've written to you before and you probably never read it, but it's fine. I still deeply respect you and the work you do. I adopted a baby bunny last year and she was a sweet angel, but did in fact drop thousands of pellets. It was forgivable because she was so fucking cuddly and adorable, it actually hurt me. Anyway, she died from a parasite and I had a full-blown meltdown at the pet ER. My roommate said he'd help me bury her in Seward Park, so I met him at a restaurant we frequent with an 8-foot shovel, sobbing, and both him and our bartender friend thought I was unhinged enough to walk into the restaurant with a dead rabbit in one hand and a shovel bigger than my body in the other. Rude. But I simply waited outside and we hopped a fence and buried her together. Then we went back to back row and I literally ate duck and drank 8 glasses of wine.
I know that restaurant.
Anyway, the breeder I got, Brunhild, I know, another indicator that I'm insane, from felt so bad that he drove to my apartment the next day and offered to give me a new baby bunny of my pick. I decided to adopt the ugliest freak looking tiny black bunny with a sort of silver mane and one eye significantly bigger than the other. At first, I resented him, but now he's the light of my life. His name is Polly Walnuts. Feel free to stalk my Instagram, at Julia Cook, for more pics. He was so easily potty trained, roams around our apartment in Chinatown, and basically acts like a cat, doesn't sleep in my bed, but does cuddle and watch Sopranos with me. He does have a personality. In short, as an adult rabbit owner, I can confirm your theory that I'm in fact an insane person and a definite babe, but I will die on the hill that bunnies are great emotional support pets. I should add that I'm a Cancer, emotional wreck, Gemini moon, drunk slut, Leo rising, full of myself. Please never stop what you do. Attached are some pics of Brew and Polly to help you understand.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is that Polly Walnut?
I think that's
Polly. That's not an ugly rabbit. That's a gorgeous rabbit.
Oh, my God. That's Brew. Look at
the
her.
The one that died.
I know. She had a red eye. I don't love that. But...
Rude.
I mean, I just don't love a red eye.
I still don't believe that that rabbit is fully house trained.
Look at Polly.
Polly Walnut has a vibe.
He's cute. He has a little hutch. Oh, Brew. I love that you...
Brew on the white leather couch being a white rabbit. It's just like, I love that look.
Okay, here's... a follow-up. Sorry, one more thing. Oh. My transcendental meditation teacher told me she taught the creative director of Rachel Comey TM, and she too has a rabbit in her beautiful French farmhouse in Brooklyn. She just has a massive wooden couch and a stack of hay for their bunny. Oh. I love
it. Wow, Rachel Comey just living that
Rachel
Lux
Comey
life.
Not loves bunnies so much she built a couch for one.
Yeah, and this has hay around the house.
You could get a rabbit out here because you have wooden deck couches.
Yeah.
You should get a rabbit hutch.
I don't want to deal with that.
I don't blame you. Okay, I love
don't
want your
to be responsible
rabbit
for a rabbit out here. Plus coyotes. Potting up here has changed the potting game. I'm just going to say that.
It's great.
I needed air in my face and hair while potting.
There was like a few like... audio trolls, but ultimately we move past them and it's been a real
I
lovely.
Feel less tired than what if we were inside.
You do get
potting.
Really tired
sometimes
inside,
potting
yeah.
takes it out of me.
Okay, dear Lara, an amazing guest, Graydon and Ed are my faves.
Lucky you, here I am.
OMG, the most recent podcast was triggering.
Oh,
I have the same nightmares you and Graydon described. It was oddly comforting to hear someone else describe these super lame yet terrifying nightmares of hotel lobbies and never-ending transportation systems. Another twist to mine is sequences of infinite doors, while I continue entering rooms that have no windows and only more doors that lead to identical rooms. So, rabbits. I had a rabbit in college, and this pod gave me flashbacks. They can kind of be litter trained in their cage, but inevitably end up leaving little turds all over the place. We see you, Constance. Even worse, they chew everything. baseboards, cords, books, you name it. As a poor college student, I was ready for mutton after it ate through my PlayStation power cord, both of my PlayStation controller cords, and the corners of my textbooks. Nothing says babe more than a psych book with chewed edges. You'd imagine.
That is a wild
a
look.
True babe. That's like in class, you look over at that person, you're like, ooh. You'd mention they don't make noise, but you little do you know they can scream. So yeah.
What? Oh my God. We have to Google rabbit screaming.
There's a link.
Oh my God. Yes. I want to hear this. That's crazy.
Look at that. All kind of make noises.
Oh. Oh, it doesn't like that.
Oh, no.
Okay. I've never heard a rabbit do that.
Oh my God. Let go of that rabbit.
Okay, I'll show the kids.
7 million views.
Wow. Okay. Aww. Well, that was a sad scream. I would scream too if a fucking bro in a North Face got me and clutched me tight.
Literally, that video was not soothing.
No. So yeah, anyone who owns one of these as an adult has some serious issues. After I graduated, my rabbit got to live a pretty chic life, though. A friend's grandparents had an orange orchard and a ranch in Ojai, so he got to spend the rest of his life living the dream with them.
Wow, that is the dream.
Rabbit upgrade.
Just literally just like, I'm going to an orange orchard in Ojai.
Imagine
one of the most bucolic areas.
A rabbit living with like a college student that's like PlayStation and books everywhere, and they're just like, ugh. Scream life, and then finally
that scream life,
living a true just screaming all the time. Then finally you get admitted to heaven, aka Ojai Orange Orchard, where you just like rabbit out, zero scream.
Zero scream. You never need to scream again.
You literally
screamed enough.
Yeah, you've screamed enough.
Oh my God.
You then pivoted to how owning a lizard would be better than a rabbit, which I strongly support. I had a leopard gecko growing up, and they are such little cuties. The true troll of owning a lizard, though, is the crickets. You have to keep them in a little tank of their own, which ends up stinking since you feed them raw fruit. And every time you try and dump some in the lizard's tank, they inevitably jump out. Plus the chirping. To this day, I have phantom cricket sightings. Ooh. I have to say, though, it was fun and maybe a little fucked up in retrospect that me and my friends would get stoned out of our minds and feel like we were watching Gladiator Arena spectating the gecko hunting the crickets. That sounds fun, but I fucking hate crickets.
I don't like crickets. They don't taste good either.
I've eaten them and they are gross.
They taste like metal to me. Like blood.
This album has pics of my rabbit and some cutie leopard geckos, but some horrific cricket covered guac I had in Mexico City.
These emails are like full interactive, like videos, pictures.
I know, I love it. This smell instantly reminded me of feeding my gecko. I was ready to vom. In a real bug food twist, though, I had escamole in Mexico, which was an amazing pick also included and described as insect caviar. It's a rich, creamy, avocado-like food with kind of an earthy taste. It's also edible larvae and pupae of ants. Sorry
for
the
ants when I had it.
Epic email, but I feel like you guys were psychically picking up on the inner babe vibes I've had over the years, and I had to share. It wouldn't be a reader mail without questions for you. So, what's the worst nightmare you've had as an adult? And if you could have any animal as a pet, what would it be? Love and light.
Like a non-traditional animal?
Any animal in the entire world, what would your animal be?
And so basically, you don't ever have to worry about it being bad for the animal that you're having it as a pet.
No, just like it's you, have, like
you have to cutie out with
unlimited
the,
animal
so basically
budget.
What's your favorite animal?
Yeah, but like you have an unlimited animal pet budget, so even if it's bad, you have so much of a budget that you can afford a special trainer and like all the animal's needs
just
are met.
Like the happiest animal
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, and it's just like loving being your pet. What
the thing is that there's so many animals that would be so fun to just like have around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If you're like a sheik with like crazy, you know, there's like,
yeah,
in like Dubai,
those
they have
feel
like their
wrong
own.
Still those ones.
Well,
I
yeah,
think treated
I mean,
well.
TBD.
Okay. Let's just list a couple. I love pangolins.
Pangolins?
Do you not know what they are?
No.
Oh my God. Are there any pango heads out there? Because pangolins are next level. A baby pangolin is the cutest thing on earth.
Okay. A pangolin. It's the most trafficked mammal you've never
I know,
heard
I want
of.
To save them. I want to save a pangolin bad.
Wow, you should definitely get a pangolin. It would go great with your deck.
Like a sanctuary, a pangolin sanctuary back here?
Yeah.
I love goats so much.
I love a goat.
A goat is plausible.
You could definitely have a goat.
I love a goat. I love... A giraffe would be difficult, but fun.
I was thinking a giraffe, too.
They're, like, silly and, like, goofy, and it's just like, hey, sweetie, and you just... I don't even know what it's like. Maybe they're fun, maybe not.
Yeah.
If anyone knows what, like, living with a giraffe is like, please let me know.
Mm-hmm. Readers weigh in.
Before I take the plunge and start that
GoFundMe. Reveal yourself as a giraffe owner and also sign up for Patreon because you can afford it.
I want to know.
If you own a giraffe and you're not a patron of this podcast, we have some beef.
Yeah,
big And I need beef. To know why.
I want to know also, because I bet you, if there's all these rabbit stories, there's definitely someone that has lived with an exotic animal that shouldn't have been owned or knows someone that has them, and I want stories about that.
Yeah, I need to know, because that's a true babe or exotic animal owners.
I also, I once went into a deep sugar glider K-hole in my early 20s.
Remember our sugar glider night where we discussed the best and worst things about sugar gliders?
Yes, I love sugar. I wanted one in my early 20s, and then I read that they can't be alone because they need a partner sugar glider or they die of loneliness.
Well, you just get two.
And you need to heat your house like crazy because anything even remotely cool, they're like... So I don't want to live in like a sauna house.
Maybe a... Oh, yeah. The deck would be too cold for a sugar glider.
Yeah. The sugar gliders wouldn't... But they like...
I think maybe you should build an add-on to the deck that's just like a sugar glider sauna house.
Like a haven for sugar gliders?
Yeah.
What if it turns into like a full zoo?
It would be amazing.
And there's not that much space. A giraffe could fit.
A giraffe could fit for sure. It has limited area to move around, but like it's beautiful.
There's a lot of vertical space.
Yeah. I mean, my number one animal is Tony the Pug. And then like I also love goats. Like I would love to have goats. I would love to like live on a farm someday. Much like that rabbit that moved to Ojai. That would be ideal.
There's definitely other animals that I obsess that I think would be so cool.
I mean, I would love to have like a exotic wild cat, not a tiger.
I'm allergic to cats.
But like a Margay or like just like a cheetah.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Justin, who you've met.
Yeah.
His family grew up with, I don't know what they are. I'm sure the readers know, but I'm just going to call them like exotic, larger cats that mm-hmm. are still domesticated. They like have spots. They look really like...
Bengal?
I don't remember, but they're like big, much bigger than your average house cat. They're like kind of have a wild personality, but some people have them in their homes. They're definitely a rich thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from West Virginia and I was visiting him in West Virginia and I was like, oh my God, like I'm so allergic to cats. What am I going to do? And I got there. And the first thing, it's like, I've always found that, like, I feel like cats know when you just don't want to be with them and they just immediately fuck with you. Mm-hmm. That's my experience. So I got there and I was immediately tense around them. And I was like sitting down.
That's kind of on you.
Well,
I'm just going to say.
I get so allergic. My eyes get swollen shut, everything. It's like I get welts. It's horrible. And I like sat on like a hardback chair because I couldn't touch upholstery. And I was like we were all just like talking. And then a cat was like, came out of nowhere, like eyed me out of the group of six.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, meow, jumped in the air, landed on my legs, scratched me and ran off. Unprovoked, I did nothing. It just like hopped up, slashed me.
I've been
there. And then flew away into the distance. And then I was like traumatized. I got a giant welt. And I was like, oh my God. And we were spending the night. I was like, what am I going to do? I like immediately got meds. And I was like, Justin, like I just need to be in the room. Like the cats are never. He's like, don't worry. They never go to my brother's room. Like you can stay in my brother's room. He's not here. And I was like, phew, thank God. And I was like hopped up on meds. Sure enough, at 5 a.m., there's two of them. I woke up in the morning to the feeling of claws poking my chest,
mm-hmm.
going like, and the tail like going, like literally it knew to like go right under my giant schnoz and rub its tail on
me. Like doing like a little mustache rub.
Yeah, mustache rub. Like a full, like every inch of the tail, it made sure to touch my nose. Like it had to have the full
They love an anus in the face.
Yeah,
moment,
it was a swoopy
followed
anus.
By like a swoop tail.
And then I was traumatized. I grabbed the cat and threw it out of the room. I was like, I looked around and I was like, okay, safe. I like blew my nose, washed my face. And then within like, as I'm like falling asleep again, like 5:45 a.m., the other cat's like, meow. It's like they've been hiding. And its tail was again swooping under my nose. At this point, I was like, oh. It was That's my, I just can't with cats.
Yeah.
And that's why those ones, also those big, they're beautiful looking.
They're
though.
Beautiful,
they have like
yeah.
spots and stuff.
Yeah. They're, I mean, a good cat, there truly is nothing better than just like a friendly flop of a cat that is just like a sweetie pie. But there's also nothing worse than like a bad cat.
You know.
Francesca. And I would know. Yeah. But let's not go there.
So have I'm you told all... the story?
I don't know.
That's for another episode,
it's
I guess.
It's for another episode of the pod where we can talk
you
about...
You want to know Lara's animal cruelty side. I'm just kidding. For paying subscribers only.
We can talk about the it on the bonus side. Up. Yeah.
Is there another mail?
Oh, there's a lot of mail. Hello, lovely Lara and friends. Before getting into it, I just want to thank you for all that you do on Babe and Sup. Your pods have truly saved me in some dark moments as I attempt to live, laugh, and love in the LA hellscape. Also, I'm a fellow deadhead, which is not related, but maybe it is. Anyways, I'm writing because I feel like I'm in a transition period of my life. I'm turning 29 next month, and while I feel like I've only aged gracefully, I get so much anxiety surrounding growing up slash life choices, etc. I spent most of my 20s either in a serious relationship or reeling from breaking up from said relationships. I'm now single, have been for 3 months, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's the longest I've ever been single since I was 20 years old. I'm really coming into my own and feeling and feel myself feeling safe for the first time ever. I've been sleeping around and loving it. All I've been wanting to do is meet new people, go out, dance, party, etc. I'm writing because I feel like I'm a late bloomer to feeling wild and free at a time where it seems like a lot of people I know are growing up or adulting. Gross. I hate that word, but you know, people use it. I have a feeling babying out at 29 is not super cute, but truly I feel like I'm awakening into a more confident and wild time in my life, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are into coming into your own later in your 20s or 30s. How do you feel good about your choices when it seems like everyone is trying to be serious while all you want to do is be untied and explore? Thanks for all you do. Love and light. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Like, I feel like I had a babe resurgence from like 30 to like 32 or 33 that ended up leading me into a period of like self-help and like serious reflection that was hard but necessary in order to be like the person I am now. So I think sometimes it's really necessary to have those like wild moments.
You gotta get it out of your system.
Get it out of your system. I mean,
and if you're enjoying it, great.
Yeah, if you're enjoying it and it's not like...
It's not, you don't have to have a wild period. Yeah, which I think some people feel the pressure like, I haven't slept with enough people. And it's like, well, if you don't like it and it doesn't feel good, then don't do it.
Yeah. And I'm like a big... I'm an advocate of like...
Hoe life?
A hoe life, like responsible hoe life.
Right.
And I'm an advocate of like experimental drug use. But... I think that is like different for everyone. Like, obviously addiction comes into play and it's not like something that everyone can handle or good for everyone. But I think sometimes it's like, for me, has felt I've gotten like positive experiences from it and some negative, but like,
I did tell my mushroom tripping story on this. Yeah.
That was.
I'm not a big drug head.
Yeah. I mean, I think
that
like,
I feel like a lot of people seem to have really great experiences, and I just support that.
Yeah, I think it's to each their own, and as long as you are not like getting into, it's like not harming yourself. Or
the thing
like,
is, when do you get to the point where someone's like, "I just responsibly took heroin over the weekend. It was
well,
fun and flirty."
Heroin's like a bit of a different.
I know,
it's
but heroin now is
going
to be like,
color.
"That's not fair to us. Like, we're also a drug. Like, why you got to treat us like that?"
Well, I'm when I say
is
like
meth okay, like a little casual meth.
Some people need to do like a casual meth just to see.
I guess do people need to do casual heroin to see?
I mean, I did heroin under the like basically heroin, aka fentanyl, under the gaze
when?
Of a doctor.
Oh,
when I got my butt surgery.
Oh, is it heroin? No,
no, but that's like I feel like it's in the same family ish. I mean. I did it knowing that this would be like truly my only time to really go fucking buck wild on a fentanyl journey. So I was like,
there's an epidemic, Lars. There's an epidemic.
I know that. But we got to talk about it.
True.
There's an epidemic for a reason.
It's just funny how some drugs are like, that drug's okay, but that one's not. But if you die, if there's a high die rate, it's not a good drug.
I mean, I'm more of like an experiment with like psychedelia. Like,
that's what you need to say. You're a psych.
I'm an advocate of like psychedelics, like acid, mushrooms, MDMA, ayahuasca.
MDMA isn't really that psychedelic.
Sometimes it can be really therapeutic.
What's ketamine. That other one? Ketamine. What is the... what's it called? DMT.
DMT.
Which I tried once.
I know. I haven't done that.
It's very fractal.
It seems cool.
Felt like I was in like a pinball machine for 10 minutes.
But like, I would say if you get surgery and you're under the care of a nurse who's administering any sort of like fentanyl to you and you are curious.
But that's how you get hooked.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? I thought like doctors then give you like a little like take home to manage the pain.
I got no take home fentanyl. Okay. I got some OxyContin, but I took that for a day and a half. I mean, you have to really know yourself.
Oxy basically heroin?
Oxy is an opioid. Right. So that's same like family. How you can get hooked. But they gave me like, I think they gave me like 10 pills total. And I just took them for 2 days and I didn't need them.
I like poppies, but I don't need like the opiate. I like a poppy flower, a cut poppy.
I think if you're having a babe out period, you really, like, it requires a lot of, like, honesty with yourself of being like, is this working for me? Is this not? And if you reach an impasse where it's not working for you, you have to be able to be like, okay, like, I'm not going to go down this road anymore. And, like, I've had enough. And know when to say enough is enough.
Yeah. Not everyone has that control and ability, though.
I know. But you have to be honest with yourself. If you don't have that control and ability, you really have to be honest with yourself and, like, set boundaries around your lack of control.
Do you have any psychedelic plans coming up?
Not really in the near future. It's more just, like, around, like, Grateful Dead shows.
I'm dying for you to go on, like, an ayahuasca journey and tell me about it.
Yeah.
And the readers. I feel like that is, like, that could be, like, a 10-episode arc. Like, I truly, if you document the whole experience and, like, narrate it, it could be, like, a true wild vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I may go to a Dead show in the next week, but I also am, like, it would be at the Hollywood Bowl, and that doesn't feel very, like, fun acid to me. That's more of just, like, a smoke some weed and, like, dance around. Plus, I'm going to have a baby named Tony, so I won't
my
be
God.
Able to go.
You can't
leave
just
him
be irresponsible.
For a really long time.
You can't come home and be like, what is Tony, a rat?
I'm just like, get out! No!
Set the rat He's trap like, for Tony.
No.
You bring out your old traps. You make a little, like, peanut butter Ritz for Tony and his trap.
I have to be a responsible mom for a while.
Yeah.
But, like, you know... I'm always open to, like, a psychedelic experience when it feels right.
Wasn't the email more about, like, kind of, like, sleeping around than drugs?
Maybe. But I don't know. I haven't slept around in a really long time.
Are you ready for that again?
I'm ready to date, for sure.
But not, like, just dive into that, like, 5 people a week.
I mean, I get nervous about that. Just from, like, a health standpoint, is, like, I get freaked out about, like, STDs that
That's
can
smart.
Come with casual sex, which is, like... not it's like just reality. I was reading this book that was amazing, like was a memoir by this woman named Rosie McGee, who like was part of the Grateful Dead scene for like 64 to 74, so during like the free love explosion, and just talks about how it's like she's like in an open relationship, you just like fucked whoever, and it was kind of just like love and light and just like boning. And that made me sad that I didn't live in that era, because that was like really the worst thing that you'd have to worry about is like getting chlamydia or like gonorrhea. And you just take
Wild
care of
time.
It and then you like move on with your life. Like herpes wasn't even a thing yet.
Really?
Herpes really didn't become like a thing until I guess like it was around, but people didn't care about it that much. It was just like, oh, everyone has it. Like whatever.
But there was gonorrhea.
There was gonorrhea.
Syphilis? There must have been syph.
They're SIF, but that's like...
So basically everything but HIV and herpes.
Yeah, and herpes was not like... didn't have the same stigma it does today. So it was like really didn't get a stigma until like medications came out, and then they had to sell like Valtrex. So they were like, herpes is disgusting. Better take Valtrex. And that's when everyone got like a fucking bee in their bonnet about herpes.
Bees, don't bring them up again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think hoe is life in that same breath. So as long as you're being safe,
Deck is life.
Deck is life.
This is a good spot to record.
Yeah, it's good. It's getting a little hot for me now. Like, I'm having like an active sweat moment, but I still love it.
I'm sorry, I don't have the umbrella yet. If you sit over here, though, it's good.
We can wrap up.
Oh. Oh, gosh. Goodness.
Got hot and dry all of a sudden. Oh,
she's suffering out here.
When the deck turns. Oh, we didn't answer the one reader's question about nightmares. What's the worst nightmare that you've ever had?
It's like so dark, I don't really want to describe it. It involves like, yeah.
What?
Like murder and just horrible stuff. I've had a bunch of those, though. I can have really crazy nightmares.
Yeah, weirdly.
I just don't remember them all, but I've definitely had like, I hate the kind of nightmare where like, it's like, your life is in jeopardy and it's like I'm constantly like running away from like a threat.
Yeah.
Like then you see, I've had nightmares where like people are dying around you and you're like, it's like almost like an action movie, but horrible.
Yeah, I've had that. Like murdery, like long saga murdery nightmares are not fun. Like I feel like I had one like last night where it was like
endless murder saga.
An endless murder saga, but like also on vacation. So it was like you're trying to vacay, but then that's an
additional stress that you're putting on. You're like, oh, but I spent all this money on the trip.
Yeah. And like it's like, oh, we're trying to like have fun in this like little trailer.
Like I heard that side of the hotel pool is safer. Let's go over there.
Yeah.
Hybrid dreams are so weird where it's like you're doing something amazing, like you just learned to fly, but then everyone's being murdered and you're like, damn it. And then it's like, and you forgot to do your homework.
Yeah.
It's just like, throw it all in.
Well, thank you for being my guest and having me to the deck to record.
Many more to come.
Yeah. We're going to do a bonus episode.
Inside. Beautiful premium sound quality.
Yeah. Which you can get if you go to patreon.com/babepodcast and sign up. If you have listened to this podcast, but you haven't ever gone on the iTunes store to rate and give like a little one sentence review, think about doing that as a birthday present to me. That's all I ask.
No, happy almost birthday.
Thank you. You can find Ed on Insta at edrosty. I'm at Lars Marie. And write us about any exotic animal babes that you know.
I should keep track of all the questions I've asked on past pods because I don't feel like they've all been answered.
No, they definitely haven't.
No. I've had a lot of called readers.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I got the info that I need because I should go back and brush up.
Oh, and you wanted to know from gay guys who are doing like an adoption or surrogacy moment, like what is the cost?
Yeah, I need a cost breakdown.
Yeah.
Detailed.
Let's like, I want readers to write in about expensive things like surrogacy.
Yeah.
IVF.
Yep.
Egg freezing.
Ducks.
And exotic animal pets.
And a duck.
And a duck.
If anyone has any duck stories that they like, let us know.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Babe?
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.